From Haverley to Pulverbatch. Between Haverley and Pulverbatch, there are again signs of mining for barytes and copper. The minerals on the Longmynd side of the Stiper Stones tend to be copper rather than lead.
The miners who worked up here tell tales of the strange sounds heard underground. Tapping noises, perhaps made by the ghosts of Romans, leading them to new seams of ore deep in the mines. Or the horsemen of Wild Edric, a Saxon lord who owned much of the area. He and his men fought the Normans, but they were eventually defeated. He is reputed to be sleeping in the hills and will appear when England needs him. He was supposedly seen on the eve of the Crimean War, World War I, and the Falklands War.
Look on the banks and hedges enclosing the road for foxgloves, honeysuckle, willow herb and other wildflowers. Also, listen out for some of the many varieties of birds that can be found here, notably the raven and the buzzard.
We are now approaching Castle Pulverbatch. Remember the word beach for a pebbly river valley? Well, on this east side of the Stiper Stones, the word batch is used, whereas beach is used to the west. Directly ahead of you, you may also glimpse the hill fort of Caer Caradoc on the summit of the hill of the same name, overlooking the town of Church Stretton. This is one of the reputed last stands of Caractacus, who led the dogged resistance of the British against the Romans. The village of Church Pulverbatch, whose church has a handsome tower of 1773, is about a mile away. If you want to take a break in the Pulverbatches, there are pubs serving meals. Along a track to your right is a castle mound, one of two in the immediate area. This castle, dating from 1205, is one of a chain of similar settlements around the north side of the Longmynd. The old coaching road to Bishop's Castle can still be followed past this Norman Mott and Bailey castle to the top of Covercut Hill. However, you may catch a glimpse of this mound from the new road that the bus takes up the hill.